from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Top six, head six.
Oh, strong for Friday.
Very strong. I've got a good feeling about this weekend.
These are the headlines getting you up to date.
Getting you up to date. Just getting you into the headspace of a Friday.
Yeah.
Number one, Gladys Berejiklian is accused of lying after declaring New South Wales has the harshest COVID restrictions that any state has ever had. As case numbers keep rising. I don't know why she's saying that.
I don't know why. They made masks mandatory yesterday.
And only in the LGAs that are affected.
Yeah.
And they've still got a 10K radius for the rest of the city. And you don't have to wear a mask outside
and there's no curfew.
Shut up, Gladys. Number two, Bob Odenkirk's son reassures millions of worried fans after the Better Call Saul star was rushed to hospital for a heart-related incident.
Yeah.
Bob Odenkirk's recently made a movie as well, Will.
Called Nobody.
Nobody.
An action film that was apparently very good.
So it sounds like Bob may have had some sort of heart attack.
Sounds like,
possibly,
yeah.
Are we assuming? Am I assuming too much?
Maybe.
Yeah. This stressed me out, though. I love Bob.
Yeah. Oh, so good in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I missed Breaking Bad.
I watched it all last year. It
but I knew
me.
This bloke's face.
Yes.
As soon as I saw him, I went, oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Number three, Greg Hunt, one of the great Hunts, says Australia will be ready to give booster Pfizer shots, much like a seasonal flu shot. So the vaccination that we've just had, that's not the end of it. We've got to have boosters annually?
Like the flu,
Like the flu. I think because it mutates like the
flu. That's right. Same thing.
All right. Okay. Number four, ABC comedy series Gruen will return in September with plans already in place for another season next year.
Yeah, right.
Good news for Will Anderson. Number five, $10,000 joins NRL Rich List with Mega Deal. How much is he getting, Will?
They say it's upwards of $2 million.
$2 million for 4 years or $2 million for 2 years.
Happy days.
Happy days for the housing. The housing of cash. Good luck, Pappy.
It's great news for the store.
Yeah. $10,000. Pappy on. Just doing pappy sounds.
Yes.
Number six, Maldi. Is this your supermarket, Matthew?
Yeah.
I haven't Maldi seen will temporarily suspend some of its popular special buy items across stores in New South Wales.
Oh, I was in a meeting about that yesterday.
The board signed off on it.
Yeah,
what's on the back page?
Ba-ba-da-ba. What is happening in the wide world of Will? All the sport news.
Thank you, Troy. The 29th of July shall forever be known as Zach Stubbledy Cook Day.
Stubbledy Cook!
Our mate.
What a wonderful
effort. Yeah. Our Instagram lit up with DMs as people slid in and mentioned to us.
Well, we were the first guys onto Stubbledy.
Yeah.
Yep.
We found him.
You found him because you said in the office famously, I've got a very good friend who's
school
at the
friend.
Australian Olympic trials. And we were like, who's that? And you said, Stubble, you said his name wrong.
Yeah, no,
I did.
We were saying, oh, Stubbledy Cook, and you go, oh, I believe it's Stubbledy Cook.
And we were
and
like,
which is how his family says his name.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. We were like,
no, they don't.
And I said to you, mate,
they do.
No. I said to you, mate, you're saying his name wrong, and it's Stubbledy Cook.
Cock.
And here he is. He's just won gold in the 100 breaststroke.
Yep, he did. The first Australian to do so in 57 years.
And it has to be said, he's quite a slight guy.
Yeah, he's only a kid.
A lot of these swimmers are like, you know, Adonises.
Yeah.
But he still looks reasonably normal. He looks super fit, don't get me wrong.
Very early on in his swimming career.
How old is he?
He's 20-201. I just had
a... Yeah, okay. Well, Stubbledy's a young man.
He's
just won a gold.
22 years old, born in 1999.
Give us a look at him.
1999.
So he set an
Olympic... He looks like a baby.
Set an Olympic record in the 200-metre breaststroke, and was the highlight of yesterday, undoubtedly.
I reckon Jess Fox was right up there for
me. Let's get to Jess Fox then.
Yeah.
So the first ever female gold medalist in the C1 slalom event.
Mm.
She campaigned to get the event into the Olympics.
Mm.
Famously... has won a silver and two bronzes at previous Olympics before
She's
this.
Wonderful.
Including the K1 event a few days ago, which she was a heavy favourite to win. She vomited before her final run. She told
So
people,
did I. I was so full. I had a pie and a sausage roll. It's like, I hope this goes all right for her.
Party pie or a pie?
A pie.
Oh, and a sausage roll.
Cheese and bacon.
Oh, delicious.
I was so stressed going into Jess's final run because
you do take on a lot of emotion in sport.
She had to nail it, and then it was flawless.
She dominated it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She won it by a couple of seconds, didn't she?
It was nearly 3 seconds, yeah. Three and a half.
She killed it. Hey, let's talk footy, because we're going to talk Olympics later.
Okay, sure.
What's happening in the world of football?
Pappy Days. Melbourne Storm are set to remain an NRL powerhouse for years to come, with superstar Ryan Pappenhausen signing a multi-million dollar contract extension.
Pappenhausen. So they've got a great nine there. They've now got the fullback in place. I'm assuming Munster will re-sign.
All the boys.
They've got a young seven. I mean, Bellamy just has a way of rebuilding that
club. And, of
club.
Course, Bellamy is hanging
Bellamy's
around.
Bellamy signed a five-year deal.
For another six.
And they'll probably win the premiership.
So the three-year deal takes Pappenhausen through to the end of 2025. And that's his longest current, it's the longest current playing contract at the Storm. So they play Penrith, top of the table clash tomorrow night at Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane, 1v2. So that's a big game and the heavy favourites going into it. So good luck to the Melbourne Storm.
Well, Cleary is out, isn't he?
I think he might be.
Yeah, I think he had a season ender.
Season ender?
Yeah, pretty sure after Origin, didn't he?
There you go. The AFL has locked in all the times, dates and venues for round 20.
Yes.
After establishing what's called a sterile corridor ahead of the weekend.
Yeah.
So
certainly not at my house then.
No.
Not with Dudley. Not Duds. Poor old Duds. He's doing poo now as he walks.
Oh, Dudley.
He's senior. He's very
Dudley's
getting on.
Dudley's
I don't
dog.
Mind. I'll pick his poo up. He's been a wonderful friend to me.
Don't embarrass
what is
Dudley.
What 14 and a half years? 14? Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
poo anywhere he likes, mate.
30 stripes?
Yeah.
Oh, what a dog.
So the Gold Coast Melbourne match and the Giants Port clash will both be at Metricon Stadium on the Gold Coast.
How
after
awful
the
for
AFL
everyone.
Struck an agreement with the Queensland government to allow teams to fly up there.
Jesus.
The AFL
I'd rather mow the lawn than go and watch that at Metricon.
Lucky you can't. So
keep it clean, mate. There's no need for that.
Now, come on.
Come on, mate.
Oh,
take a spell, buddy.
What hope do I have in this segment? St Kilda's slim final chances are on the line tonight. They play Carlton. Yeah. They can temporarily jump into eighth place if they win.
Yeah, I think they will win.
Charlie Curnow plays his first game in 761 days tonight.
Okay, good.
He'll be teaming up with Harry Mackay for the first time in a long time. Rowan Marshall, Hunter Clark, Jack Higgins and Tom Highmore are in for the Saints. Friday night footy.
It's all happening.
The Marty Shergold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.